Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, Mark Sanreis. I am John Marks. He is Mr. Ike Race. Ike, what is up, bro?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Is that the sun peeking out of the clouds?
It is.
What is it? What is this? The sun. Wow.
Look at that.
Melt the snow. Get it out of here.
Wow.
Goodbye. So goodbye to Carson Wentz as we attempt to move on, Ike.
Nice segue by you there. Okay.
As we attempt to move on, even though we know damn well we're not actually going to move on. But to start the show today, let's do this because it was only a matter of time to where Carson was traded, and we knew that the last couple of weeks. But so what do they do now? Do they go forward with Jalen Hurts? Because a lot of buzz, and this just isn't nationally with mockers, right? I'm looking at a lot of mock drafts that have the Eagles taking Justin Fields at six, that have them taking Trey Lance at six, including Matt Miller, NFL draft scout. He has them taking Trey Lance at six, and he says that there's a lot of buzz with that pick right now. A lot of the local reporters for the Eagles, I know Jimmy Kimski thinks they'll take a quarterback at six. I believe Les Bowen has said he thinks that they'll strongly consider a quarterback at six. Ike, should the Eagles take a quarterback at six?
Well, I'm not going to say they should take one at six, but they certainly need to do their homework. Listen, this is no knock on Jalen Hurts, although I don't know how you're going to get around that perception if you do take a quarterback at six. It's clearly going to signal that you aren't completely sold on Jalen Hurts, and more than likely you have just drafted the franchise quarterback of the future if you take a quarterback at six. So, you know, no matter how it would be dressed up, you take a quarterback that high, he's the future. Here's what I say to that. There are things that Jalen Hurts – I think Jalen Hurts has been thrust into this position sooner than the Eagles had anticipated, meaning that I don't believe in Jalen Hurts' second year, by the end of his rookie year, they would be ready to tab him as the franchise quarterback moving forward and ready to build the team around him. I don't think that was in their plans. I don't think it was in their plans to go into the 2021 season when they drafted him as their starting quarterback. So this has happened faster than they anticipated, which says to me also that he is still underdeveloped, meaning he still needs some more seasoning, and he's not the player that they project him to be right now. Will he be there in 2022? Or 2023, when they more than likely sort of expected him to be in that position to be the next guy? Well, the only way you're going to find that out is if you have him in their plane. But if they do their homework on these quarterbacks that are coming out and they happen to see one that they think will be there at six or that they feel like they need to go up and get, then I heard Elliott on the midday show earlier today. And I agree with him. If you take a quarterback, it's not going to look good to everybody. You're going to get ripped for it. You're going to look indecisive. Yep. You're going to have to take a lot of backlash. But if that quarterback turns out to be Deshaun Watson or Pat Mahomes, nobody's going to care. You know, did Arizona worry about that when they drafted Josh Rosen one year and then turned around and drafted Kyler Murray?
Well,
a 5'9 quarterback?
You're right, but it also – they cut their losses with Josh Rosen. I think they knew pretty quick, like, hey, this guy's not very good. And by the way, we have the number one pick, and we're going to take this guy. But what you're saying makes sense.
Yeah, the point is they saw somebody better. That's the point. And they didn't care that after 1 year that and without any real talent around him and an opportunity to develop, that he wasn't the guy. They saw someone better, and they were in a position to get someone better, so they did. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles, if that's what they feel when they do their homework on these guys, then they got to swallow that pill and just take it. Mm. If you're talking about having a guy to build around that you can have for the next 10 years, you mean to tell me the Eagles are ready to say Jalen Hurts is that guy? And here's the other thing you're going to have to look at, and I haven't looked at that yet. What do the quarterbacks in next year's class look like?
Right.
Right? I don't know what that is. Is that a strong quarterback class? In other words, is this the year to get a quarterback?
Right, but don't you feel like that we said that every year and then the following year there's quarterbacks, right? Like,
there'll be quarterbacks taken, but then there are the years where there's only E.J. Manuel taken in the first round. Mm. It's not like there's a guarantee every year five quarterbacks are going to be taken.
No, you're right.
Especially in the top 10.
No, you're right. But I feel like that every year we look ahead and we say, like, oh, well, you better get a quarterback this year because there may not be a quarterback next year. And then guys develop, and the Trey Lances of the world, they develop. They come out of nowhere. They're below the radar. Mac Jones has now probably put himself in the top 15 of the draft.
Right.
But guys like Justin Fields and guys that you know are going to be guys that when they advance one more level of playing, they're going to be top draft picks most likely. But
are they special guys?
But a guy like Zach Wilson.
I mean, Daniel Jones got taken in the first round. Is that a special talent?
Do you guys remember when the Eagles
Dwayne
drafted?
Dwayne Haskins got – see, it was a year where Dwayne Haskins and Jones were the only two quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Right. Yeah, Zach Wilson wasn't on the radar last year, and now he looks like he's going to be the number two overall pick. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't mean he can play. It just means that there's going to be guys that are drafted that are there. So here's what I'll say. I don't disagree with what you're saying, that if you see a guy and you're like, that's Pat Mahomes, then you say, well, we already have Jalen Hurts. We're not going to take him. Right, so obviously your evaluation matters of what you think of the quarterback. So I'm not going to sit here and say.
But it starts with what you think of Jalen Hurts.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And based on what I saw from Jalen Hurts, I saw a lot of things that I liked. I saw a lot of things that told me why he was drafted in the second round, right? Like, pretty much what I saw from Jalen Hurts was what I thought I was going to see by the end of the four games. I was like, all right, definitely still a project. Definitely still, like, the running part of the game is definitely his strength. And the throwing part of the game is where he needs to improve. Just what I thought he was going to be when he came out. But I still saw enough to where I don't feel like I need to reach or I need to say, no, I need to get a quarterback at six. I'm not drafting this early again. It's not likely we're going to draft this early again in the first round. So you better take advantage and get one of these top three quarterbacks, even though you might be looking at the fourth best quarterback, depending on what happens in front of you. I saw enough from Jalen Hurts to say, like, okay, like, got a chance. You need to build a good roster around him. Let me see what he looks like for another year. And in the meantime, maybe trade back to nine. Get another second-round pick. Mm-hmm. Take a corner there. Take a wide receiver. Take an offensive lineman. Take a linebacker. You have so many holes on your team. Fill one of those holes. See what Jalen Hurts has next year. If he's not any good, you're going to know it. Mm-hmm. And then you look for a quarterback later on. That's what I would do.
Okay, and that's what they might do.
215.
That's what they might do. But my point is that if they see the quarterback and they fall in love with him, I think you go ahead and you do what you got to do. Like, we're coming off of talking about anointing somebody to position instead of making them earn it. And we're about to turn around and do the same thing. So, you know, I don't, it wouldn't surprise me if the Eagles are at least open to the idea of taking a quarterback. It doesn't mean it's at the top of their priority list, but it would not surprise me if they're open to that idea. And you're starting to hear more about that. Now, I don't know if that's to see if they can get somebody to move up and take the pick, and it becomes trade, some sort of trade for another team. Maybe that's what the Eagles are doing.
Yeah.
But I don't see how they can't be looking at quarterback.
Did Jalen Hurts show you enough last year to not take a quarterback at six? Yeah, he did. He showed me enough. Okay. He showed me enough to where I'm like, I'm curious. I'm intrigued. I also know that it's far from certain that he is your guy. And there may be a guy at six that you're like, okay – maybe he can be the guy. But, I mean, if you're sitting at number one or number two, all right, like then you're getting the top guy or the second-best quarterback in the draft. At six, I think you're getting the fourth-best quarterback.
What if they love Zach Wilson and want to go up and get him?
Well, you would have to have the Jets being willing not to draft him.
Right.
Right. I mean, so what if the Jets love him? Then you're not going to be able to get him,
well,
right?
Yeah, you won't be able to get him, yeah.
215-592-9494.
Or Justin Fields. Maybe they love Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not taking him. I don't love him. I said maybe the Eagles love him.
They might.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
215-592-9494. But Jalen Hurts showed me enough for me to want to get a peek at what he can do next year. How about you? 215-592-9494. We'll start off with that conversation. Ike, at 245, we have another Levi to give away.
Awesome.
And we'll tell you what that is coming up. So don't go anywhere. We start on the phone lines coming up right after this. It's Marks and Reese. Don't go anywhere. All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. 2:45. We give out a Levi. We'll tell you what that category is coming up this segment. Don't go anywhere. Let's ask you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark Schuller's. Mark Schuller's in Montgomeryville. If you're getting engaged, that is the place to go. Diamond Engagement Ring Place. Mark Schuller's in Montgomeryville. Shop local with Mark Schuller's. Their website is mark-schuller's.com. Did Jalen Hurts show you enough last year to not take a quarterback back at six? That's the question, really. Is it, did Jalen Hurts show you enough to where you want to get another look at him and you're not going to take a quarterback at six? Yes or no? And right now it's a good amount of votes in, 1,200 votes in, 55-45. Yes, Jalen Hurts did show enough last year.
Yeah, I would say he probably did, but I don't know if he showed enough to the Eagles. Clearly it's not overwhelmingly he showed enough to the fans. I mean, it's clear. You just said it's 55-45. That's not overwhelming that he showed enough to the fans. I don't know if he showed enough to the Eagles. I mean, for me, I believe he showed enough that warrants an opportunity to be the starter next year without having some sort of having to look over your shoulders. But, I mean, the Eagles have to worry about their future.
Right.
They have to get this pick right. And if you decide to invest in Jalen Hurts, meaning you're going to stick with him, and you pass over a quarterback, you're going to have to deal with that as well. We're still reminding them of picks they missed on in Justin Jefferson and DK Metcalf.
Oh.
So, I mean, at the quarterback position, you would have almost doubled down, meaning that you Wentz is in here and you passed on another quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, you had better be absolutely sure about Hurts.
Yeah, you could put together an all, look who we passed on in the draft team.
And nothing hurts more than the passing on the quarterback when you need a quarterback.
So you've seen enough from Hurts to where you're not bringing in somebody to really, quote-unquote, compete with him to try to win the job, right? Like, you're not going to bring in a veteran that's going to try to win the job.
No, listen, I'm okay with bringing in a Tyrod Taylor or somebody like that. I'm okay with that. But I wouldn't – to me, drafting a quarterback at six says that's the guy. That's not really a competition.
No.
You're not drafting a quarterback at six and he's in a competition.
No, you should.
He's the guy.
You should trade Jalen Hurts if you're going to draft a quarterback at six, in my opinion.
Yes.
I don't know why you would draft somebody and then keep Hurts, and now you have a quarterback controversy with two young quarterbacks.
Yeah. So I mean, listen, I'm thinking either O-line or corner, but again, if the Eagles are in this position of there is no certainty there yet. At that position, you like what we've seen from Jalen Hurts, but are the Eagles ready to go all in?
You know, you don't see with Jalen Hurts is you don't see special. You see, you can win games, but ultimately, what wins games in this league is arm talent. And there was nothing saw last year that was like his arm's not going to all of a sudden get way better. His arm is what it is. Like if you have a chance to get one quarterback in the top 10, you have to take that chance. Like I don't think they drafted Jalen Hurts to overtake Carson Wentz. I think that happened by accident.
I agree with you.
I think they drafted Jalen Hurts to be a cheap backup and decent Wentz insurance. But if you're at six and you have a chance to get one of these quote-unquote special quarterbacks, a top-10 quarterback, how do you not take that chance?
And that's really when I think about that, I'm saying like the Eagles didn't necessarily draft Jalen Hurts to be their franchise quarterback in 2021. So he's almost being forced to be in this position. That's different than this is what the team was planning on doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
that's different.
I agree with you that they weren't anticipating that Jalen Hurts was going to be their quarterback in 2021. Like, he's the starter. Let's go. Right? I don't think that. This just like with Doug not being here anymore, with Carson not being here anymore. I don't think they were prepared for both of them.
Now, the only problem is that with these quarterbacks coming out. Now, listen, I don't know if the Eagles would move up. They got 9 picks plus I think they may have 10 picks now after that trade.
You got the third, yep.
And then you got the future pick because that be used in a trade?
Yeah.
I mean,
it would still be conditional, yeah, so I don't know if it would have the same kind of value to a team.
But it's a pick that could be a first-round pick.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So sure. Second at the worst.
Yeah, so, you know, what would it cost to move up to the third spot for Justin Fields?
Three is the pick that the Dolphins are likely to say, hey, it's for sale.
Right.
Right, unless they try to use that to get Deshaun Watson, which is possible, but you'll know by the draft. They're not going to draft a quarterback there at 3.
No.
Right? So they're going to say, hey, who wants to move up? So that's a move-up spot. And honestly, the Eagles are a move-up spot at 6.
Yeah. Because you're only moving – yeah, the Eagles, if you like Trey Lance or one of the other guys, that moving up to 3 is to get Justin Fields.
Yep.
Right? So it's if they love Justin Fields, because you would have to move to 2 to get Zach Wilson.
Unless the Jets decide they want Darnold. Or they're going to try to make a trade, right?
That's a
possibility, too. Yeah. If they say one more year at Darnold, then that pick becomes available.
Yep.
All right, let's do it. Colton in Oxford, Pennsylvania. Hi, Colton. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys feeling?
What's up, man? How are you?
What's up, Colton?
Listen, the hype around the Eagles taking a quarterback at 6 is starting to heat up so much, they're talking about trading up to get a quarterback, which is absolutely ludicrous. And it's starting to get to me, honestly. People are saying we'll take one at 6 if the Eagles love him. Well, didn't they love Jalen Hurts when they took him in the second round last year? And if they draft Zach Wilson, what if Jalen Hurts beats him out for the starting job, which will happen, and we're going to have the number 6 overall pick sitting on the sidelines? How's everyone going to feel about that? How's John Ritchie and Jack Fritz going to feel about that when we have all these holes on the team that could be filled and we choose a guy that isn't going to take a snap and can't even develop in the 2021 season? We need to stop complicating this franchise more than it already is. If Hurts stinks, then we'll most likely be in the same spot next year. Let's get the new Zach Wilson or the new Joe Burrow next year, because there's guys who come out of nowhere that you quote-unquote can't pass up on every single year. Nobody was talking about Zach Wilson last year, and we're not even talking about the first quarterback that's going to be taken in the draft. He might not even be the third quarterback taken in the draft. And one last thing before I go, the argument saying, well, look what the Cardinals did with drafting quarterbacks with Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray. Listen, how dare people even mention Josh Rosen in the same sentence as my guy Jalen Hurts? The Cardinals and the Dolphins knew they didn't even have anything with Josh Rosen. Rosen was the number 10th pick in the 2018 draft and spent more time on a practice squad than an active roster. That's not the case with Jalen Hurts. So can the Eagles please get a role player that we can count on to contribute for the team in years and stop with the quarterback factory, please?
Well, I mean, Colton, you can't do anything. Listen, I love your confidence and your belief in Jalen Hurts, and I get it, but I don't know if that's just – I don't really know if you really believe that.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't really know if you really believe that. Maybe you're hoping that's what happens, but I don't know if you believe that or not.
Here's what I believe, that he showed me enough – by the way, just enough to where I'm saying, okay – Let me give me another peek here before I want more information before I say yay or nay. Mm-hmm. He showed me enough, but like Jack said, maybe he's a game manager that makes plays with his legs that can develop into a guy. But Jack doesn't see special. I see special intangibles.
You got to go with your ceiling. What's his ceiling?
You hope he's Dak, right?
Yeah, that's like that. But here's the thing, also. And yes, I would agree with that. I mean, hell yeah, you would take Dak, for what he's developed into right now. But you also got to say, okay, is this a team that is he the type of quarterback that is going to be able to put a team on his back, or is he a type of quarterback that's going to need a lot of talent around him so that he doesn't have to do as much, right? Because if you're telling me his arm talent isn't special, then it's going to be hard for you to win with not special arm talent. Guys like that, when they go in the second, third, and fourth round, those are your Jimmy Garoppolo's, your Derek Carr's, your Dak Prescott's, right? And those guys need a ton of talent around them, right? I mean, so, again, a guy like Mahomes, a guy like Deshaun Watson, these are guys with special arm talent that you believe that they can uplift the talent around them, and you can see it. I'm not telling you Jalen Hurts, if he doesn't reach Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson type of status, then what's the point? It's really more about, okay, what do you see in these guys coming out? Because if you don't see that great of a difference between the guys that are coming out and Jalen Hurts, then you stick with Jalen Hurts. You stick with Jalen Hurts. But if you look at Justin Fields and you say, wow, that's top 10 ability. That's a guy you can go win a championship with. Then why wouldn't you take that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you take that guy?
Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Pottstown. Matt, what's up, bro?
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
A lot like Colton. I mean, I don't share his exact view, but I'm kind of on that same path. I think you have to do your due diligence when they're going through this number six pick, if they're going to move up or move back or whatever. So you do have to look at all the positions, but I don't currently constructed. I don't see them or want them to take a quarterback. You cannot take a quarterback. I don't care why you still have Jalen Hurts on the roster with everything that went on. All you're doing is recreating the same scenario that we're just kind of getting ourselves out of that dark cloud and unloading some other people like Deshaun Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey, and we traded one. You're starting to get yourself away from that. Why would you want to turn left and go right back into it? If you're going to keep Jalen Hurts, I'd much rather see us take that pick that we got in the trade for next year and see what happens. Because, again, like he said, if it isn't Jalen Hurts and we're going to stink, then we'll be in a very similar position like we are right now. Plus, you'll have that hopefully bonus pick with the Wentz trade, which is going to end up being a first-round pick. So, in essence, you could be in the same position next year and look at the next guy. I'd much rather see them draft or trade back a little bit in the draft to like the 10, 12, 13 spot. And I'd like to see him take a solid cornerback. You want to take a Caleb Farley or take a Patrick Surtain. Lock up your secondary. Work on your defense. Get somebody opposite Slay that is a true lockdown corner. And now you have two excellent corners, and you can stop people from running up points on you. Because at the end of the day, again, the other side of the ball, which we seem to ignore, we've been very enamored with the offense, with everything going on. You got to stop people from hanging points on you. Last year and in the Super Bowl, we had people hanging 500 on us. You've got people dropping 30 on us. You've got to put that in the rear view. You got to back that up. The only way you do that is to improve your defense. So you've got to take one of those two corners, in my opinion. And at the very worst, you go O-line, because that's another, place of need. But I do not see us taking one of these quarterbacks from Justin Fields down in that sixth spot. You have too many other holes that you can address this year and look at a quarterback next year if Jalen Hurts isn't the man.
Thank you, Matt.
Let's see. I had one of my old buddies, old co-host, throw a trade at me the other day up there in New York. And he said, you think the Eagles would do the number two pick for obviously the swap to number six and Jalen Hurts?
Yes.
Send Jalen Hurts to New York and the number six pick for the number two pick?
And a first-round pick?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what else. I don't know. I forget what else he threw in there.
I'd have to assume it'd be another first-round draft pick to get from six to two.
Probably the first-round pick next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, next year's first-round pick.
Maybe you give him the Colts pick because your pick's likely to be a top 10 pick or around that.
Mm-hmm. To get Zach Wilson? To get Zach Wilson? If the Jets decide they're going to keep Darnold?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Why the hell would they keep Darnold and trade for Hurts?
Yeah, maybe they dish Darnold too, and Hurts becomes their quarterback.
Or maybe Chris just liked he likes Hurts.
Oh well, then with his track record, with Chris Carlin's track record,
well, he does like Hurts. Yeah, so he was trying to trade for Hurts and something else, and then send us the number two pick to get Zach Wilson.
So here's one thing.
I guess Darnold would be traded somewhere else.
Here's one thing, and I bet Ike that this is going to be a continuing theme when we talk about this subject right here. It doesn't seem like it's about Jalen Hurts. It seems like it's about I'd rather draft this or that, this or that. Because we haven't had anybody yet that I haven't seen any tweets of people that said, oh no, man, Jalen Hurts, he's going to be really good.
Oh, that's what it was. It was Hurts. It was Hurts obviously flopped to the six and next year's first round pick.
Right.
Yeah, to go to number two.
If you love
Zach Wilson, yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, so you are good with that. Okay.
The second best quarterback in the draft? Yes.
Right.
Yes. I just like Trey Lance.
Right. You're not in love.
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Ohio State, like I just see like Haskins, you know, and he fell in the middle of the first round, but still.
I think he's going to be better than Haskins.
I agree with you. But I worry about that system and the success that he's more skilled. He throws a better deep ball. I mean, listen.
And a better athlete.
He's a much better athlete than Haskins.
Yeah.
He is.
But I'm with you on the Ryan Day system.
Yeah. I mean, he throws a nice deep ball. Those guys are wide open a lot of times.
Yep.
All right, Casey. Casey, North Carolina. Casey.
Yo, what's good?
What's good,
what's
Casey?
What's up, Casey?
Hey, man, so the answer to the question, did he do enough? The answer is no. Now, would I draft a quarterback? The answer is also no. And the reason for that is because, one, at six, we need – if we – getting rid of Carson would need to be justified by the fact that you put him in the predicament that you put him in by drafting Jalen. In addition to the fact that if we draft somebody at six – we going to put him in the same position that Carson was in from a standpoint of there's no weapons around him. Nobody to throw the ball to. You're trying to hang your hat on Jalen Reagor and Fogum, who I like, but, I mean, he disappeared, and Miles and all of the holes that we have. We're not going to be able to put – the quarterback could turn out to be trash just like Carson ended up being. Meanwhile, Carson going to be going crazy in Indianapolis, and then we got Jalen sitting on the bench, butt hurt, because we did him like Carson. So you can't draft a quarterback at six, because then what's the next move after that? We're going to be bad again, and then we're not going to be able to really.
But they were bad when Carson was drafted,
yeah,
right?
Casey, I understand all of that, and I'll go back to this. If you believe there's an upgrade at the quarterback position, then right. you make the pick, and you live with everything else afterwards. You just do. Because we sit here right now because we like a guy and we want to see him get the opportunity and all of those things. And then when you get in the middle of the season and you're upset, well, why didn't you take this quarterback? Or why don't we have that quarterback? Or Justin Herbert. Everybody thought Justin Herbert was trash too last year coming out. Look what he turned into. So before we decide to make declarations about guys coming out at the quarterback position, Los Angeles did their homework on Justin Herbert and saw what they saw and saw what they could do with him. And that was at the number five spot. So before we start making these declarations about the quarterback position and guys coming out, again, I'm going to go back to if you do your homework and you feel like there's an upgrade at that position, you can't go wrong making that pick. Now, if you don't take quarterback, I'm all about – forget about a wide receiver. I'm not even on that train. That's draft candy.
How about a tight end?
Yeah, I call that draft candy. Yeah, well, I don't know if he's a wide receiver or a tight end. I'm assuming if they take him, he's going to play wide out. But I would rather take an offensive lineman or a corner, because we're going to talk about making sure you're building something that's going to be sustainable and you want Jalen Hurts to be successful, or you had better get an offensive line around him and protect him.
Mm.
And I don't know if Nick Sirianni's offense is about fun and gun, throw the ball 50 times while everybody wants a wide receiver. So you better be thinking about making sure you're solid up front so that your quarterback can be protected and you can run the football and you can stay ahead of the sticks. That's the other thing that we don't know. What type of offense are we getting?
Yeah,
with Nick Sirianni.
Fundamentally, that's the move, is to take a corner or an offensive lineman, because they're both needs, and that's – especially with the Eagles, but looks like we have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
And it's brought to us by Mercedes-Benz Vans. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. And this is totally off anything we're talking about here, but the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has issued a statement regarding Tiger Woods. He was involved in an accident. The driver and sole occupant was identified as Tiger Woods. He was taken out of the wreck with the jaws of life by Los Angeles County firefighters and paramedics, then transported to a local hospital for his injuries. It doesn't say much. It's approximately 7:12 a.m. that was responded to a single vehicle rollover traffic collision in the Los Angeles area. What? Vehicle was traveling northbound on Hawthorne Boulevard when it crashed. The vehicle sustained major damage. So there's no other information that's out there. But
yeah, there's some stuff floating that he broke two legs. Like he broke both.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, broke both of his legs. I don't know if that's true
or not.
I'm
not going to start with that.
Yeah, I don't want to start with that either. Yeah. But, yeah, the jaws of life.
Jaws of life means, serious. Yeah, it's serious. And he was just, I mean, he just did an interview with Jim Nantz over the weekend where they were trying to figure out if he's going to be able to play, play in the Masters coming up, right? So, and this is the LA County Sheriff's official Twitter page that put out this statement. So it was this morning. It was 7:12 Pacific time, so 10 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. It seems like he'd be going to work out or going to get coffee or something like that. So we'll obviously give you more information as it comes out, and I'm sure there will be more information coming out here as we're on the show. But Tiger Woods injured in a rollover collision.
Wow.
So there you go. Anytime you see Jaws of Life, you know that it's a...
Yeah, and it's not a laughing matter.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So we have that. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Really interesting what the Eagles will do with six.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but listen, here's what I do. I pay attention to... Not the mock drafters that are doing the mock drafts because that's what they do. I pay attention to people that don't necessarily report news but have an informed opinion on things. And it seems like that there's some information out there that the Eagles are considering a quarterback at six just based on the people that cover the team and what they're saying.
Yeah, I don't know why that comes as a surprise. They should. I mean, when you're up that high and you don't know exactly what you have – I think you should be looking at the quarterback position. Does that mean you're going to go in and take one? No, but doing your homework, they flew out to Trevor Lawrence's pro day workout. I know people think they went out there to see the wide receiver or what have you, and maybe they did, but I mean, just getting all the information that you can get. And again, I'll go back to Justin Herbert. I just will. No one saw him doing what he did this past year. I didn't see that at Oregon. So
no,
he clearly got into an offense that saw some things that he does well. And I don't even know. Did he win Rookie of the Year?
Did he wind up winning
Rookie of the Year? Yeah. There you go. He wins Rookie of the Year. And he's the third quarterback that was taken.
And by the way,
I like Joe Burrow and what he was doing in Cincinnati. He didn't look as good as Justin Herbert.
If you redraft that class, Herbert might be the first pick in the draft.
Exactly.
And I like Burrow a lot. I think he's going to be good. It's a shame he had that injury. But
yeah.
No, I was dead wrong on Herbert, too.
A lot of people were. Yeah. He was the third quarterback taken.
Yep.
He was the third one taken.
Well, he actually went after Tua, so he was sixth.
That's what I'm saying. But I think, wasn't he the third quarterback?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that the Dolphins took Tua at five.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Over Herbert.
And Herbert went six. Okay, yeah, there you go.
Man.
I'm just saying, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
All right, we'll get back to your phone calls. Also on the other side, we're going to give away the Levi. And today's category for us is the biggest draft steal in the last 20 years. Who did the fans vote for? Who gets the Levi for the biggest draft steal? Find out right after this. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.